Hello.
Hi, teacher.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Kevin. So this is our, I think this is our second class. Is that correct? Okay, so how's your weekend, Kevin?
It's fine.
Fine. Okay. So did you do anything yesterday?
Study and play basketball.
Oh, you start. Oh, and you play basketball. So where did you play basketball? At a basketball court, or you
Yes.
play at the gym?
Play at the gym.
Oh, play at the gym. Cool. So who did you play with?
My friend.
Oh, good. Because it's been a long time since we can only stay at home, right? So
Yes.
it's good to go outside and do some exercise.
Good.
Yes, okay,
Yes.
good. So today we are going to learn about an interesting country and a beautiful scenery. Okay, so
Okay.
let's start today's lesson. So before the class start, make sure your headset is working. And don't be afraid of making mistakes. And if I speak too fast or too slow, you can tell me. Okay?
Okay.
And you have the choice to be seen or not to be seen on the screen. So it's okay, up to you. Okay? So do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. So today we are going to learn about UK, right? UK
Right.
is the United Kingdom. And have you ever been to UK?
No.
Okay, so do you want to go there if you have a chance?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So actually, United Kingdom, it has four countries. The first one is Scotland in the north, and in the south is England. And in the west south it's called Wales. And in the north it's called North Ireland. Okay, so there are actually four countries in the United Kingdom. So let's start at the map. Okay, so as I just said, the Scotland is in the north, in this area, the orange area, and England is this yellow area. And Wales is a small part in the north part of the British. And today our topic is in North Ireland. Yes, here. Okay, and there are many icons in the British, in the United States. So have you ever seen any one of them? You can make it, oh, sorry, make it close. Wait. Okay, so can you see them clearly? Okay. There are some famous people.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. So, have you ever read Harry Potter series, the novels?
I see a movie.
Oh, you saw a movie. Great. So, do you like the Harry Potter movie?
Yes.
Good to know. Okay. Then, how about, do you know this one? Okay, so let me make it closer so you can read his name. It's a famous writer called, sorry. Wait for me. Okay, so can you see his name?
William
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Yes, very good. He's a very famous writer of the British. He wrote many poems and many good playwright. Okay, and is there anything that you saw before, you have seen before? Anything?
No.
Actually, I think the red bus and the telephone booth here is a very famous icon of the British. So if later you if you have the chance, you can go to England and you will see many red buses. They are driving around the city. And you can see also see many traditional red telephone booths in the street. Okay, so today our topic is Giant Causeway. It's this one. Okay, so it is our topic today, and it is in the North Ireland. So, before our class, let's start from some vocabulary of this topic. Okay, so let's turn to the vocabulary part before we start our introduction. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So, can you read the first vocabulary for me?
Causeway.
Very good. And how about a simple sentence?
The
government, yes.
Government built a causeway so people could cross the lake.
Very good. So you can see the picture here. The causeway means the road or maybe sometimes a bridge that it crossed the water. Okay. So okay. It is the causeway. Very good. And the next one, can you read this one?
Fall.
Very good. And the simple sentence.
The woman fell from the horse and broke her arm.
Very good. The woman fell from the horse and she broke her arms. Okay. So, Kevin, have you ever had the experience of falling down in a public? Falling down in a public. Have you ever fallen down in a public place?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, can you share with me that experience?
I running.
Yes.
然后,
you ran.
I fell down.
Oh, you fell down. So where did you fall down? Is in at school or at the bus stop?
At the school.
At school. So how many people saw you falling down?
All class.
Oh, okay. So did you get up by yourself or did anyone help you to get up?
My friend can help me.
Oh, great. Okay. So this is the word about fall, and we heard about your experience of falling down. So let's turn to the next one. Can you read this one?
Wave.
Very good. And a simple sentence.
The waves crashed against the rocks.
Very good. So wave, it means the rise of water in the ocean, in the sea. And this is a kind of spoke, right? The person, right. He or she will ride on a wave. Ride on a wave. And do you know what kind of sport it is? Ride on a wave. Go. Did you see this one before?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So can you read this one?
Go surfing.
Very good. Go surfing. Have you ever went surfing?
No.
Okay, so would you want to try if you have a chance?
No.
No? Why?
Too dangerous.
Too dangerous. Okay, yeah, it's true. It's pretty dangerous because the sea is always dangerous. Okay, so it is about the wave. And the next one, can you read this one?
Huge.
Good. And a simple sentence.
They are digging a huge hole in the road.
Very good. They are digging a huge hole in the road. Very good. Huge means very, very big. You can use huge or giant. And it is an adjective. Okay. So, Kevin, can you try to use huge to make a sentence?
This is a huge stone.
This is a huge stone. Very good. It means the stone is very big, right?
Yes.
Very, very big. So you use huge. Good job. Okay. So it is about huge. And the next word, can you read this one?
Giant.
Good. And the simple sentence.
The giant was a man almost 40 meters tall.
Very good. Wow. So the giant is a very tall man or a very strong man, right? And in this sentence, it is 40 meters tall. That means it's 4,000 centimeters.
4,000 centimeters.
Very good. Okay. Then, Kevin, how tall are you? How tall are you?
160 centimeters.
160 centimeters. Wow. So the giant is way taller than you, right?
Right.
He is 4,000 centimeters tall. Yes, pretty good. Okay, so the next one, can you read this one?
Approve.
Good. And a simple sentence.
I approve to you that he was right.
Very good. Okay, proof means you have to show something or show someone that is true. It means proof. Okay, it's a little difficult, but can you try to use proof to make a sentence? Proof.
I want to prove you are right.
Yes, I want to prove you are right. Okay, very good. It's proof. Very good. Good job. So let's go to the next page and see the next verb. Okay, so the next one, can you read this one?
Challenge.
Very good. And simple sentence.
One man challenged the other to a fight.
Very good. One man challenged the other to fight. So challenge, it can be a verb and it also can be a noun. And when it is a noun, it means something very difficult. You have to use a lot of mental effort or physical effort to do it. It means challenge. So, Kevin, do you like to face challenges in your life?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Because if we face a challenge, if we overcome it, we will become a greater person, right? We will improve a lot after the challenge. Okay, good. So the next one, can you read this one?
Fight.
Very good. Fight. And the simple sentence?
The strong man won the fight.
Very good. So the fight, it doesn't have to be a physical violence. It also can be an argument because sometimes we will fight with our family or fight with our classmates. It doesn't mean the violence. It can mean we have some argument. Okay. So okay. Kevin, did you have fight with your family?
With my brother.
So you had a fight with your brother. So can you tell me what happened? Fight with my father, right? With my dad. Because did he ask you to do something but you don't want to do?
Yes.
Oh, so you can say he asked me, right, to do something.
To do maybe something.
To do maybe the homework. But I don't want to. I didn't want to, right?
Right.
Okay, very good. So that means you had a fight with your... Okay, so pretty good. So let's go to the next word. The next word is... a little difficult. Can you try to pronounce it?
Hexagon.
Very good. Hexagon. Good job. Okay, hexagon. And a simple sentence.
Hexagons are shapes with six sides.
Very good. So you can see the picture here. Hexagon means the six sides shape. Hexagon. So do you know other shapes? Do you know the names of other shapes? For example, do you know this one? What is this one called?
Circle.
Very good. It is a circle. And this one, what is this one?
Square.
Yes, it's a square. Very good. And the next one is a little difficult. It's similar to square.
Rectangle.
Very good. It's a rectangle. Tangle. Good job, David. Kevin, you know a lot of shapes and their names. And the most difficult one is the hexagon. Today's word, hexagon. So good job. Okay. So that's the, I think this is the, and okay, there's another one. Can you read this one?
Lava.
Okay, great. In a simple sentence.
When the volcano
erupted.
Erupted. Hot lava came out.
Very good. Hot lava came out. So volcano, it means the mountain that has lava. It's called volcano. So Kevin, do you know in your country, is there any volcano in your country?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. So volcano means the mountain that have lava. I think in Taiwan we have some volcano, but it is not awakened. It is still asleep, so it won't erupt the lava. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. And the next one. Okay, so this is all about the vocabulary. So do you have any questions about the vocabulary?
No.
Okay, then let's go back to today's topic. Let's see today's topic, the Giant's Causeway. Okay, so can you read the introduction for me?
Here we are at the Giant's Causeway. Careful you don't fall into the sea. The waves are big here, and the water is cold. The Giant's Causeway is a strange place. It looks like people made huge steps down to the sea. This is how it got its name.
Very good, Kevin. Those are very good readings. You don't read anything wrong, right? So that's pretty good. Then I have some questions for you. So, okay, how does the Giant Causeway get its name? Why does it have the name? Because it looked like something.
Because it looked like people made huge steps down to the sea.
Yes, very good. It looks like the steps down to the sea. So it calls a causeway. Very good. And the next one, in the paragraph, it mentions that what will happen if we are not careful? If we are not careful, what will happen? If we are not careful, what may happen?
Because fall into the sea.
Yes, if we are not careful, we may fall into the sea. So it says careful, so we don't fall into the sea. Okay, very good. And the next one, how are the waves there? How are the waves there? How are the waves there? They are very big or small?
Big.
Very good. Then how is the water there? How is the water?
Cold.
Yes, very good. So the waves are big and the water is cold. So it's very dangerous in the sea. So you have to be careful enough. Okay. So do you have any questions about this paragraph?
No.
No? Okay. Then that continue. So can you read the next page?
The story goes less. There were two giants. One called
Binandanan.
Binandanan was in Skyland.
Yes.
Skyland. The other called Finmacool was here in Ireland. They wanted to prove how strong they were. So they challenged each other to a fight. But the sea was in their way. They built the causeway so they could cross the sea and meet.
Hey, good reading. So there are two persons or two giants in the story. They are people or giants.
Giants.
Good. So there are two giants, right? So
right.
Where does the one Binandanan? Where did he live?
He lived Sugarland.
Yes, he lived in Scotland. Very good. And the other, the Finn McCool, Where did Finn McCool live?
He lived Ireland.
Yes, very good. He lived in Ireland. And let's go back to the map. The one, the Benandanan, he lives here, right? Scotland. And the other one, he lives in Ireland. So they have a fight, but they can't meet each other because of the ocean. So they decided to make steps so they can meet and have a fight. Okay, very good. So let's go to the next page. Can you read this one?
But in reality, the rocks used to be lava from a volcano. When the lava cooled, it got smaller, it cracked, and formed the Heston shaped rocks that you can see here today. Over time, the sea washed away the lower rocks. This made them look like steps to the sea.
Very good. Okay. So in the previous page, we read about a story, a myth that is about a great giant causeway. And this one is about a reality. Reality. It means in the real world, what actually happened. So in the real world, there are some rocks, right? So what was the rocks? They were actually the lava. Yes, very good. Lava, very good. Lava. And what are the shape of the rocks? What are their shape?
Hexagon.
Yes, very good. They are hexagon. Okay. So something washed them away so they become lower rocks. What is the thing? What washed them away? Something washed them away, right?
Right.
Yes. So what is it? What washed the rocks away? So they are low and
the tall. Sea.
Yes, the sea, the water washed them away. So they are different tall, right? They are tall. Right. Someone are tall, someone are short. Very good. Okay, so I think this is about our giant causeway, the introduction. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, so let's go to the fun facts part. There are some fun facts about the giant causeway. So the first one is because it is a natural reserve, so the giant's causeway is free to access. So Kevin, do we need to pay any money to enter a giant's causeway?
No.
No, why? Because it is?
Because it is free.
Yes, because it is free, okay? And number two, there are about 30,000 rock pillars at the giant's causeway, okay? So how many rock pillars are there?
40,000.
Very good. There are 40,000. There are a lot of rock pillars there. Okay. And number three, the Giant's Causeway was formed about 50 million years ago. So, the easy questions. When did the Giant Causeway form?
It formed about 50 million years ago.
Very good. So, it's pretty long time ago it formed. And the first one, a few of the rock pillars are circle-shaped, so people call them giant eyes, okay? So giant eyes, what are the shapes of giant eyes?
Circle shape.
Yes, circle shape, so it looks like eyes, so it is circle shape. Very good. Number five, if you are a person that loves to watch seabirds, this is a great place to visit. So, what kind of animals can we see at the giant causeway?
Seabirds.
Yes. So, do you like to watch seabirds, Kevin?
So-so.
So-so. Okay. Then, let's see the last one. Each pillar is about 50 centimeters wide and up to 10 meters tall. Okay. So, how tall is the pillar? How tall is the pillar?
50 centimeters.
Oh, so that's the whites, right? I mean, how tall is the pillar?
10 meters tall.
Yes, 10 centimeters tall and 50 centimeters wide. Okay, very good. Good job. So let's go to the next part. It's a wrap up. Okay, so can you choose for number one? The giant causeway looks like people made. Which one? Huge steps down.
Which one?
A. Huge steps down to the sea. Okay, very good. A. And let's go to the next page. Okay. The story goes that there were two.
C.
Correct. The two giants. Very good. And the next one. But in reality, the rocks used to be?
B.
Correct. Lava from a volcano. Very good. And it cracked and made the, what kind of rocks?
A.
Okay, very good. It's a hexagon shape. Very good. And it's about the vocabulary part. So there is a typhoon coming. So the
wave. Again.
Yes, can you spell wave?
W-A-V-E.
Very good. Plural forms, W-A-V-E. And number two, the boots make my face look
huge.
How do you spell huge?
H-U-G-E.
Very good. H-U-G-E means huge. Very good. Waves and huge. The next page, they are round and I can...
prove.
So how to spell prove?
P-R-O-V-E.
Very good. We can prove. And the next one, after breakfast, a game.
Challenge.
Challenge. Can you spell challenge?
C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G.
Yes, E-N-G-E. And I think it's the past form, so it's challenged. Okay, very good. So proof and challenged. And let's see the next page. Okay, so let's go to the final part. So, do you remember where is the giant causeway? Where is the giant causeway?
Scotland.
Scotland? Okay, and so yes, you can say it is in British. It is in UK. That is okay. Oh. Yes. Okay. Then, in addition to the giant causeway, do you want to visit another interesting place? Or to see other interesting stuff in the UK?
No.
No. Okay. So if you have the chance, will you go to see the giant causeway?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what will you? What do you want to do in there? Do you want to take some pictures?
I want to visit there.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to do there if you went to the giant causeway?
Take a look.
Take a look. You just want to take a look. Very
good. Photo.
Oh, and you want to take some photos there. Okay, pretty good. Okay. So this is all about the giant causeway of the British, of the United Kingdom. So do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, so don't forget to do a survey, and I hope to see Kevin in my next class. Okay?
Okay.
So see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.